The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Rising dictatorship in Venezuela, wrenching disaster in Puerto Rico. 2017 was not an especially pleasant year in Latin America and the Caribbean. To review the top stories and look at what's ahead for the region in 2018, I sat down with Frank Mora of Florida International University. Mora heads FIU's Latin American and Caribbean Center, and he's a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Western Hemisphere. Frank, thanks for joining me, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and same to you, Tim.
We both brought our top three Latin American and Caribbean stories. Your number three story was the declining support for democracy in the region. Why?
Latino Barometer and the Vanderbilt University polling on the question, are you satisfied with democracy in your country? For the first time in over 10 years, we saw those numbers decline from about 58-59% to about 50-51%. This is a worrisome indication of what people think about democracy institutions.
I would agree. It's, of course, hard for us here to ignore Cuba in any year, and my number three is the bizarre case of the alleged sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats in Havana that left many of them with conditions like hearing loss. Will we ever know what really happened?
I think we will at some point, but I think you're right. I think the lack of transparency, obviously from the Cuban regime, but also from our government.
Or if a third party like Russia may have been
Russia,
involved.
Yeah. It is very odd. My understanding from the folks at MIT is there's no such technology that can do that kind of damage to an individual. So what could it have been? I really don't know.
Cuba actually brings us to your number two story, President Trump's strained at best relations with Latin America. Trump made it harder for Americans to travel to or do business with Cuba. But how has the rest of the region felt Trump's impact?
The administration's approach is one that we haven't seen, at least since the Cold War. The administration looks at the region and sees dangers and threats, immigrants, terrorists, drug traffickers, bad hombres, as the president liked to say. Free trade, also a bad thing, right, in terms of NAFTA. So we have gone back to a failed policy of mano dura.
The hard hand.
The hard hand, without understanding the deep-seated structural problems that are driving violence and immigration in Central America.
Trump also ramped up targeted economic sanctions on the authoritarian regime in Venezuela. And that's my number two story, the rise of a socialist dictatorship under President Nicolas Maduro. Do you see democracy returning anytime soon, or will its collapsing economy take care of regime change there?
The future of Venezuela is in the hands of Venezuelans. And I am concerned to hear some in the Venezuelan community expecting the United States, right, others outside to solve a fundamentally internal problem. And that's simply not going to happen.
But then why did the massive street protests and the opposition strategy in general ultimately fail this year?
Because they didn't keep the street.
The epic embezzlement of Venezuela's oil wealth reflects your number one story. Corruption.
Yeah. There's always been massive corruption in Latin America, but it's being exposed and people are being held accountable. In Brazil, I mean, we can go on and on examples of very powerful figures in all these countries going to jail.
Yeah,
I mean, this
I
is extraordinary for the region.
My number one story was the powerful hurricanes, yeah. Irma and Maria, that ravaged so much of the Caribbean this year. Islands like Dominica, the U.S. Virgin Islands, but especially Puerto Rico. Are President Trump and the Republicans going to regret the second-class treatment they gave that U.S. island territory's recovery? And are we going to feel the political fallout here in Florida?
We'll see, but there may be now 200,000 Puerto Ricans who have left the island and now live and work in Florida. And as you know, they get to vote right away.
Right. Now, in 2018, we've got presidential elections in Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, and Cuba. Will Raul Castro really step down?
Who knows? But I think the fact that they set up a date, April 18th, that's really committing themselves to making a change.
Thanks, Frank. And again, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Tim. Always a pleasure.
Frank Mora directs the Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.